Moncrief on News Talk.
All of us have had periods in our lives where we felt everything was a bit too much. We were sick of our jobs or sick of working in general, and that can become overwhelming. That's what happened to the writer and podcaster Emma Gannon. Her burnout forced her into a career break, which ended up lasting a year, which she writes about in her book, A Year of Nothing. Good afternoon, Emma.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Your book, A Year of Nothing, is about how you came to have burnout. Could you tell us a bit about the circumstances of that when you kind of started to realise something was wrong?
Yeah, so that it's all crept up over a few years. I didn't really know what it was. I kept having a lot of symptoms that I just brushed under the carpet, like, you know, I fell asleep in the middle of the day. I would be at someone's house and literally just fall asleep at the table. Like, I was so tired. You know, illnesses, chronic pain, headaches, disassociation, like all of these really strange things, which I just thought, it's not really a big deal. And then one day I had a really bad panic attack that basically really spooked me and was a sort of panic alarm, I would say, that something needed to change. And, you know, like many people, I worked all the way through the pandemic and have been working, you know, nonstop for over a decade. And I think when you get to your mid-30s, especially as a woman, you know, people around you are taking career breaks because they're off to have kids, even though it's not a break or a holiday, obviously. But if you don't have kids, you don't really have any chance, I suppose, to step away from your career. So it happened to me in a strange way, but my illness basically forced me to take time off.
Yeah. And is there, like, when you, I assume you went to a doctor at some point, is there an actual diagnosis for this?
Yeah, I did. I spoke to a doctor. They basically signed me off with chronic burnout. And it's interesting to me that burnout is kind of overused as a phrase, like people say it when they're just a little bit tired. But it's actually a diagnosis when you are severely exhausted and have sort of a generalized anxiety disorder based on your circumstances. So, yeah, we're really bad, I think, at talking about time off. There's a lot of shame in, like, that you can't handle life. But it was kind of the best thing that ever happened to me because I kind of sussed out ways of moving forward.
When you started it then, was that a bit jarring in the sense that you were go, 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 and then you came to a dead stop? Did you have to kind of readjust yourself to get used to that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if your whole identity is based on being busy and being active and really loving your job, when you can't do that, you are completely sort of identityless, you're kind of formless. It was a really interesting year, which is why I've written a whole book about it, because I write about work and well-being and sort of creativity and entrepreneurship. And so I never thought I'd write a book about a year of essentially going on walks and all these strange things that happened to me when I was in that weird in-between.
Mm. And what kind of strange things?
Just the very sort of vivid technicolor sort of kaleidoscope of life that I had ignored. Because when you're working so hard and you're on that ladder and you're trying to achieve and you're trying to get money and you're trying to get promoted, you really miss a lot. That there were things, like, even on my road that I'd never seen before, like little coffee shops that I walked past maybe 200 times, had never gone inside. Like the conversations I had with random people. I got to see my granddad before he passed away. Just all these little things that I wouldn't have done if I would have just been working. And so there was a magic to not being able to do it, really.
Mm. Was there also a sense when you stopped and things, I suppose your life calmed down a bit, did you feel there was a lack of enthusiasm for the previous life you'd had and you needed some time to build that up again?
Yeah, I would say that's what it was. But also I think in society, we're not very good at grieving things and moving on. Because what I felt was a lot of grief, because you're saying goodbye to a chapter of your life, essentially. You're becoming a new person. And this happens over and over again in our lives. We always change and we always evolve. So you kind of have to give yourself time to go, okay, I'm not young anymore and I can't live my life in the same way anymore. I'm going to give myself some time to think about that. And I'm aware it's a privileged position because I was able to use my savings for a few months and not everyone has the time to reflect. But I think it's almost the duty of a writer is to share these things from a unique perspective sometimes where you've been there and you've really gone there and you want to pass it on.
when it was, well, did you come to a definite date, if you like, where you said, right, now I'm get back to work again? Or was that more a gradual thing?
It was really gradual. I actually had some friends who had gone through kind of a similar thing, but theirs had manifested with like a heart problem, or another friend of mine had really bad physical things. Mine was more mental, really, but I kept trying to rush it. And I think the reminder of all of this was, you know, that thing of you can't rush a flower to bloom, or you know, you can't rush like the petals to open. You really have to let it be what it is. So I didn't think it would be a year. I think if you told me you're going to have to take a year basically to get better, I would have been so shocked. I thought I'd just do have a weekend away and be fine. So I think I'm passionate about talking about burnout, because we don't actually realize, if we ignore all the signs, it can get really bad. And I think that's why bosses and leaders and senior leaders need to make sure that people don't get to that point.
Mm. Did it also tell you something? I mean, you're self-employed, so therefore, if you're self-employed, you're kind of your boss is the worst possible boss you can have, because they'll be getting you out of bed in the morning. So did you have to have a chat with your own boss about, no, you need to cut me a bit more slack occasionally, or take things a bit easier?
Yes, definitely. Because yeah, a lot of people I know, they're signed off work by someone. I had to sign myself off, which was quite interesting. But yeah, that relationship with work has totally changed. And I think we're going through a time now where younger people are figuring this out earlier. I think historically you would kind of get to retirement maybe and have this massive reflection on what your life means. But I think people are doing it sooner and sooner. You know, it felt very existential.
Mm. Emma Gannon is the author of A Year of Nothing. Emma, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.